It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
And that would be me. Welcome back to Hour 2 of The Attack, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you, we know that it is. You know, terrific first hour, and we're going to have some more fun in hour number two. Lots of stuff to talk about. We'll finish up with the NBA, then get into the relevant NFL, and then talk to Herman Moore at 45 after this hour, ex-great NFL wide receiver with the Detroit Lions, among other teams. Very underrated wide receiver. And we'll talk about what's going on in his life and any projects that he has going right now. And, you know, again, world of sports, Christmas time, all the good stuff and everything that's going on. And, you know, leave us not forget that there is a very big support that happens in this country. And the support comes from the armed services and the first responders and everybody else that, you know, it's really easy to take for granted. And don't. These guys and girls, they have to put it out there every single day. You know, and it varies. It's not just, you know, armed forces. I mean, they're the first line of defense, obviously. But, you know, it's the cops and the nurses and the paramedics and all the people on a day-to-day basis that many times have your life in their hands. And I'm telling you, that's something that, you know, don't take it for granted. Let's put it that way. I know a lot of people that serve in that capacity, and I mean all of them. Ain't easy. And it's a lot of sacrifice. It's a lot of missed holidays. It's a lot of everything. So, and if you listen on the American Forces Radio Network, well, we don't take you for granted, at least not around here. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, we'll set it up for hour two here on The Attack.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, that's me. I'm Black. You're not. Welcome back to the Attack. And, you know, look, it's World of Sports, Christmas weekend, the whole nine yards, and that's okay. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At BobBlock71. I love Twitter. It's a lot of fun. Those of you who, you know, paid attention during the Army-Navy, man, I was sending them out fast and furious. We talked about the Wizards, the Celtics. Thunder and the Rockets. Good game. Real good game. Statement game in many ways. And I was watching this, and I'm saying to myself, you don't want to call it a must win. You know, it's way too early in the season for that kind of stuff. But what you're looking at and what you want to see is the effort where you're going to be able to compete. People forget that it takes a while for teams to glue together. And particularly when you have three people who are used to being the primary guy, you know. And you saw it happen in Miami with the big three down there. Bosch was the main guy in Toronto, and he came in, took a backseat to Dwayne, which probably helped a little bit on the adjustment. LeBron came in. It had to be his team. And you're seeing the same thing in Oklahoma City. It's taking a while. And there's nothing wrong with that. It basically comes down to the fact that three guys that, you know, they're used to having it, and they're all going to get their opportunities. But the fact is that Russell needs to play like Russell did last year. Not triple doubles all the time. But it's his team. And he's going to make the decisions where it goes, who gets it, and how long it's going to be there. And yesterday it worked. Melo had 20. Paul George had 24. Steven Adams, who they absolutely have to get involved to make sure he's not a stump standing in the middle, all got it done against a Houston team after winning 14 in a row, is now not winning basketball games so much. And they found a piece of the puzzle in Jeremy Grant. Now, you know, he's a legit 6'9", 220, good size. He can play the three of the four. And he's not a guy who can't make a shot when it matters. More important for them, he's not afraid to take the shot. And I think on that team, with as prolific a scorers that they have, and they literally have three Hall of Famers on that team who are putting the ball in the basket and have throughout their entire career, that when the ball goes in his hands, he needs to not be thinking, oh, I got to get it to one of them. If the shot's there, take the shot. Some nights it's going to be better than others. But he's now giving them a pretty consistent 15 to 20 minutes per game, which they need, because Carmelo's got old legs. Let's not forget that. And if they can keep Melo in that 30-minute range, then everything else will fall into place. You know, Patrick Patterson is what he is at this point in his career. He's never going to be the player that they thought he was going to be. You know, he's a 7-point-a-day guy, a game guy. You know, he's just not as good as advertised, but he can still give you something off the bench. You know, their problem is going to be on the back end of the year when the minutes start to get to the guys. You saw it last year with Russ. You'll see it with Carmelo. He's 33 years old. And when you play teams like Houston, they're going to move your ass up and down the court. And there ain't going to be no second thoughts about it. Now, the thing I found curious yesterday was that D'Antoni only went 8. Now, part of that, you know, Chris Paul was out. Maybe the game would have been different. But truthfully, Eric Gordon stepped in, did a nice job, had 20 points. But all the ball distribution had to go through Harden. And the thing that's been good is that Chris Paul, with his ability to handle, has taken the load off of James Harden, where Harden can do whatever he needs to do that particular game, whether it's facilitation, whether it's scoring. He can actually play a little defense. Ariza was solid. Clint Capella, who, like I said, is going to the All-Star game. And if he doesn't, that's a, man, you talk about an injustice. You know, they were good, but not great yesterday. And OKC took care of its business at home. And, oh, by the way, you know, for all the struggles early on, and let's not forget, they were 4 games under 500 at one point. They're now 19-15. And they're defending home court. So, relax. Relax, John Reed, my buddy out west. Relax, Scotty. Scotty Ray. All my old friends from OKC. Man, you got to see them. If you're on my personal Facebook page, which, no, I'm not giving that out, they were jumping off that bandwagon so fast. it was a horror show. I kept telling them, relax. Relax. They're going to be fine. Long season. And in the last game, T-Wolves pretty much had this in hand from jump street. 9-point lead in the first. Lakers drew them back in a little bit, but third quarter on, it was all T-Wolves. T-Wolves are a darn good basketball team. 21-13 now. Tibbs has got them playing some ball. They're still doing extensive minutes. They were able to back off a little bit yesterday. But, you know, Tibbs has a certain way he wants to play, and he's going to make these guys do it. Back end of the bench is not seeing any time, and I'm really surprised about that with Muhammad, because Muhammad can fill it, and he also plays defense. I don't get it. He just must not be Tibbs' cup of tea or coffee, as I was just doing. But they take the game 121-104 in L.A., sans Lonzo. And it played out, you know, pretty much how you expected it to. Jamal Crawford, he's 109 years old now, still scores off the bench. I mean, he's just that good, you know. But there was no real run in L.A. yesterday. And, you know, part of that was Lonzo. Part of it was Ingram being out. I think it would have been a much better game had they been in there. But, you know, this is the way it plays out. You guys realize Jamal Crawford's been in this league 17 years now? 17 years. And I think, honestly, out of the 17 years, I think 16 of them or 15 of them have been off the bench. I think he was a starter for only 1 year, maybe two. I could be wrong about that. But he just give him the ball, shoots it, hits it. 3-point, 2-point, drive to the basket, doesn't matter. He'll pull up, take the J every single time. Doesn't even flinch. Doesn't even flinch. Great guy to have in your team. Knicks blew that one when they got rid of him. They had him. They asked him to do things that he wasn't capable of doing. He's always had one skill set. Bring me in off the bench. I will give you points. Hello. That's all. Unfortunately, yeah, some coaches don't get it. Anyway. Lakers, you know, again, what can you say? They just didn't have it yesterday. They didn't have their prime players. But they do have one prime player. And his name is Kyle Kuzma. And he's going to be a star in this league for a long, long time. You know, Luke Walton's still having to figure out the mix. Who's going to be there? You know, the Larry Nance Jr. is going to be a part of it. Or the Julius Randle's going to be part of it. You know, he's adapted very well to coming off the bench. You know, but will he be happy to do that in the long term? Or should he be doing that in the long term? You know, we'll find out. We come back, wrapped up, just a little bit of that NBA, and then gone to the National Football League. It'll be fun, I promise. I'm Black, you're not.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Yeah, Boskaggs. Really, really good musician. Man, he's getting up there, too. He plays a little bit of everything. Back in the day, they called it blue-eyed soul. In other words, white boy blues. You know. He played with Steve Miller, I was talking about before. He's still good. He's still out there on the road. You know, hit some good stuff. Lowdown, It's Over, Lido Shuffle. He had a little bit of good in him. True. You know? It's, yeah. Fine, fine musician. But still out there. He's out in Napa, actually. Growing wine. Growing grapes. When was his last album? 2015. Not bad. Still producing at 71 then. A Fool to Care. Hit number 54 on the charts. That's not so bad. Not so bad. Like I said, Julius Randle, we're going to have to see where he fits in. Game yesterday, not too competitive, but, you know, it was the finale. It was a good slate. Well done by the NBA. Going to the NFL, there were some interesting stories. Some injuries. James Harrison, free agent now. They cut him loose on Saturday. Brought back Marcus Gilbert. Harrison is a complete marvel. Some would say a chemical marvel, but a complete marvel. He's 39 years old playing linebacker in the National Football League and still being relatively effective. Which, that in itself, and this is a guy who, you know, over the last 6 years, has been released a couple of times, still manages to reinvent himself and come back. But even with the Shazier injury, Bud Dupree, T.J. Watt, you know, the younger guys are stepping up and getting it done, and it's time. And by the way, if he didn't get claimed by New England, he's not going to get claimed by anybody. So, we'll see. Another good story, nice Christmas story. David Quisenberry, who had actually gotten released by the Texans at one point, got reclaimed by them. And he had been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma back in 2014. Managed to beat it. He was on the non-football illness list since 2015. That's, you know, a while. They cut him loose before the regular season, figuring, you know, they gave him a fair chance to recover and show his stuff. And they re-signed him to the practice squad. And he played. They named him a captain. Went out for the coin toss. You know, for a 27-year-old guy who had never been able to step out on the field, pretty darn good. DeAndre Hopkins said, look, this guy, he's an inspiration to everybody. And, you know, just one of those good, good stories. So, you know, these are the things you like to hear. And, you know, in the world of football, which has not had very many good stories this year, this one was a good one. We'll bounce it around a little bit. I want to focus in on the games that I feel are relevant and take it from there. And then if Herman doesn't show, we'll bounce around some of the other ones. That's the way it goes sometimes in radio. On Saturday, Ravens 23-16 over the Colts in a game that was much closer than I would have imagined. And Jacoby Brissett had the ball in his hands deep in Raven territory at the end of the game. He just wasn't able to get it done. He ran out of time. Flacco was okay. Nothing spectacular. But he did just enough. And I couldn't believe it. At one point in time, because Frank Gore had a pretty decent game. 17 for 68. But he also caught a couple of balls, too. And he had a little hops in his legs. I was like, whoa, where'd this come from? He just keeps going along. He'll probably play again next year. I mean, Indianapolis, as it stands right now, sits number 3 in the draft. And if Cleveland and the Giants go quarterback 1-2, which is more than likely, it's Saquon Barkley's going to be playing in Indianapolis. I mean, just book it. And they will have to do it. I don't care what defensive player is on the board. I don't care what offensive lineman's on the board. They're going to put a guy back there with some juice and some hops, and he's going to be the guy. You know, and if it works out, then Andrew Luck is going to have a life preserver that he can use for the next 5 to 7 years. And if it doesn't, well, no. He and everybody else will be looking for jobs somewhere. But, you know, again, Baltimore solidifies its playoff hopes, and Indianapolis solidifies the third overall pick in the draft. So, yeah. But Vikings took care of Green Bay 16-0. Again, you have teams complaining, and they filed complaints with the commissioner's office. How could you take Aaron Rodgers and take him off the field? And then Brent Hundley threw up a stinker on top of it against the Viking defense and had nowhere to go. So, you know, what do you do? I still feel it was the right decision. And for all the teams that are criticizing Green Bay, well, you know, McCarthy could have taken the easy way out, kept them active, and just, you know, kept them on the roster, either made them inactive or had him backing up Hundley. So, you know, either way, he wasn't going to play him. And I feel personally they made the right decision. I, you know, again, we'll find out. Maybe this loses the locker room for him. I don't think so. Because I think Aaron Rodgers is too much of a leader to let that happen. But we'll see. And McCarthy's not going to lose his job over this. You know, they're going to get a good draft pick. They're going to be able to get somebody that probably will impact their team immediately. Who? Well, remains to be seen. But they more than likely will get somebody. And maybe they go quarterback. You never know. You know, maybe this little audition and they decide that Hundley's not the guy. He's played well in some games. He hasn't played well in other games. But they are going to have to make a decision on him. And then on the other side of the football field, Case Keenum. Yeah, nothing spectacular. 14 of 25, 139, but he didn't turn the ball over. And it's up in freaking freezing Green Bay. They kept the ball on the ground, turned it over to the defense. They're 12-3. Chances are pretty good they're going to end up with a first-round bye. And who would have thunk that at the beginning of the year? It was a cold mother up there in Lambeau. You know, but now, like I said, the Vikings, 12-3, man, that's no joke. That is no joke. And regardless, I mean, look, Lambeau's come a long way as far as the condition of the field in the winter and, all that kind of good stuff. They got the heating system underneath it, but they were slipping around and, you know. Game was played at night, which is no bargain either for these players. And it was like 9 degrees. One of the fun things, if you've ever watched the Minnesota game, when the fans do their chants and it's skull, skull, skull. I find it hilarious. They're good fans up there. Truly are. Big injury, though. Nick Easton out. Broke his right ankle in the first quarter. And, Vikings finish with the Bears. And they'll just keep plugging along. They'll probably beat the Bears. But this team is ready. They are primed for the offseason. It's going to be fun. And well-earned. You know. My Browns. Yeah, Trubisky had a pretty good game. Jordan Howard did not, but they kept plunging. And that's where you got to give him credit. And DeShone Kizer has gotten a fair audition this year. I mean, they probably will keep him around as a backup and hope that he learns even more. And perhaps if they have to step in, it's an all is not lost situation. But if there was any doubt that Cleveland was going to take a quarterback, with the number one overall pick. It's been removed. Now, Josh Rosen's made it pretty clear he doesn't want to play there. But, you know, we'll see. And they're not going to give away anything. And guess what? You know, you don't really get that option as such. Decide where you're going to go. Well, in this particular instance, Cleveland could be a pretty good team within a year or two. So relax, Josh. We'll see. We'll see. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, a little more NFL before Herman Moore.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Bulldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Bulldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to Bulldog.com. That's Bulldog.com.
Nice. Back with the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, hopefully Herman Moore here in a couple of minutes. But again, the Browns going for the golden sombrero. 0-15 going for 0-16 next week against the Steelers, who may or may not have something to play for. If they decide they don't want to play, maybe Cleveland can win a football game. But I'm sure they would love to keep Cleveland in the zero column going forward. And if they're able to do that, well, you know, Cleveland never quit on Hugh Jackson, which that's what saved his job. They never quit on him. That and the fact that Haslam's believe in him. Now, Are they going to turn it around next year and be a playoff team? Hell no. But if they get the quarterback, they have a good offensive line. They have some weapons. They've got a bunch of draft picks. And you could bet that almost all of it will be on the offensive side, trying to get more and more weapons for whoever they draft. Joe Thomas comes back, which I believe he will. We'll see. You know, the one break that they caught is that Pittsburgh, with their win over Houston and Jacksonville losing, like I said, don't buy into their quarterback. Steelers get the second playoff seed behind New England and a first-round bye. So I would imagine most of the starters are going to be sitting. Now, whether that's enough for Cleveland to win a game remains to be seen. But we'll find out. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Lions and the Bungles. That's it for the Lions. You know, theoretically, I guess there's some math. No, they're done. They're done with that loss. You know something? A tough year for the Lions. And, you know, Detroit opened up 3-4, played pretty good in the middle of the season, but ultimately just didn't have enough. I mean, you know, when you look at it, Detroit's defense is okay. They have a premier quarterback. If they end up losing their offensive coordinator, then the big question happens. I think their coach is a first-rate coach, Jim Caldwell. You know, they're talking about openings all over the National Football League. Detroit would be foolish to get rid of him. What they need is a freaking running back to take some of the pressure off Stafford. And some more speed on defense. You know, if they get that, they'll be okay. They can score points. You know, I heard some people saying, well, you know, Stafford's not a max money quarterback. Hey, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Seriously, you don't. They just don't have enough on the offensive side of the ball running the football. He has to perform on a high level each week. There's no slack for him. And yesterday, Sunday, I should say, he didn't do it. He was just okay. And he actually got outplayed. Well, I mean, it was pretty much playing to a draw, as it were. But you look at the difference. 22 carries for 87 yards for Detroit, 34 for .42 for Cleveland. That's the difference in the game. And again, with Marvin Lewis, you never know what's going to happen. Now, Mixon was in concussion protocol. They took him out of it. He played yesterday. And he only had 3 carries. And Giovanni Bernard dropped 23 for a .116. So it's, you know, again, who's going to be the coach in Cincinnati? Because you look at this roster, and I, you know, Andy Dalton questions aside, you know, they've got more running backs than half the teams in the National Football League. And I mean running backs who can truly perform. They have A.J. Green. You know, they have depth on that roster. And you look at the defense, and it's, I don't get this team. I've put it on the coaching the entire time. I get the fact that they made football in Cincinnati relevant again. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know about Marvin. One thing I do know right now is Herman Moore is joining us. And for those of you who never got the opportunity to watch Herman Moore play, who he hung it up in 2002, just a terrific wide receiver, an all-pro guy, huge, and a game-breaker, and he joins us now on the attack. Good morning, Herman. Bob Black here. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thank you.
Anytime, anytime. You were always one of my favorite players. You were just, God, you were playing on some bad football teams. But I'll tell you, considering the lack of talent for the most part, what you were able to do with the Lions in your career was just extraordinary. And I don't know, you know, from a fan perspective, because it was before I was doing this, it always gave me a lot of pleasure to watch you play. So, it's a good thing. And I was just literally talking about your ex-team. And how do you feel about that situation there with you know, Caldwell and what's going on with the Lions?
Well, first, I appreciate the kind words regarding my career. With regards to Jim Caldwell, head coach for the Lions, I think that a lot of people, anytime you have the disappointment that we've seen with the Lions, people want change. I won't say it's a knee-jerk reaction, but for those of us who followed and we see the ups and downs, we see where this team, even though they're pushing and they're making a run at given times of the season for the playoff, it always just seems that you're making a run and that you're not the team that you're talked about as being the favorite. And that's where I think people are looking for the organization to go to, is how do you get to that next level that you see with all these other teams like Pittsburgh and New England and Seattle, teams that are always, every year, they're trying to be dethroned from their position in the playoffs. And Jim Caldwell has the experience. He knows what it takes to get there. But right now, most people want to separate the coaching staff from the players. I think it's a whole effort. It's everyone that's involved. You got to evaluate it top down. And right now, Bob Quinn, the general manager, is looking at the situation and probably thinking of what are the elements that are needed, what is missing. Is Jim Caldwell the answer long term, short term? A lot of people are kind of mixed right now.
Well, you know, you talked about knee-jerk, and you know, there's a guy on the roster, the offensive coordinator, who is certainly a character, let's put it that way, has one of the best names in football, but has also coached up the quarterback to his skill level. And yep. I wonder sometimes, because I look at what went on down in Tampa Bay. Now, you know, I talk for a living. I don't evaluate talent for a living. But when I looked at Jameis Winston in college, I said, here's a guy with all the tools. I just don't believe he can be a great NFL quarterback, because I think there's a little bit lacking between the ears. And I don't mean lack of intelligence. I just think lack of football savvy. He's going to have to be coached right. Well, he got his offensive coordinator. They coached him up. They couldn't blow Lovie Smith out of there fast enough. And I'm wondering if maybe the same thing's going to happen in Detroit, that maybe they blow Caldwell out the door because of the fact that Cooter's standing there, and he's going to be a commodity when these coaches start flipping in a few weeks.
Well, he will be, and there will be some shakeup. I do believe there may be some changes made to the coaching side. Is that going to come by way of the head coach or some of the assistants? I'm not sure. I think there will be opportunities for some of those that are more coveted and looked across the NFL as being a commodity and an opportunity to upgrade their staff. Those offers may be already in the talks as we speak. Who knows? But when you look at trying to decide, you know, when you build a team, you talk about Matthew Stafford, you talk about Jameis Winston. With Matthew Stafford, we saw him go through those stages of being just this guy who was a gunslinger. And then all of a sudden he transitioned into becoming a guy who could elevate players around him. When you get a player like that, that's when you know you have something you can build around.
Right.
People were concerned when Calvin Johnson left, what would happen? Well, Matthew Stafford had to become a better quarterback, and he did. He started learning how to throw people open. He started understanding ball placement a little bit better, how to command and control the offense. Jim Bob Cooter, coordinator, figured out a way how to tap into that potential. And the same has to happen on other sides. It has to happen within all the other core units, like the offensive line, the defensive line. How do you extract when guys go down with the scheme with Terrell Austin to make that defensive line better in the absence of having some of your key players at times? And right now, the leadership seems to be all on the offensive side of the ball. You have some really good players on the defensive side. However, not the same attention is given to saying, hey, they can win football games for us on that side of the ball.
The great Herman Moore joining us here in the attack. Herman, talk about some of the things that you're doing now and some of the causes that you're working with.
Well, I'm excited. We have the Quicklane Bowl, which has been sponsored for the last 4 years by Quicklane Tire and Auto Center. And we have a tremendous outreach and program that we've started called Trading One Uniform for Another program, where we award $5,000, $10,000 scholarships to our military veterans upon returning from service to help them use that towards an automotive maintenance and repair certification. And it's a program that helps them transition from one career to another. And it's a tremendous give back that goes beyond just the bowl game itself. When we talk about the college football bowl games, there are some other stories and impacts that occur. And with Quicklane Tire and Auto Center, they've always been about the community. They've always been about support of just others and always ready to help out whenever they can. And this is a great cause for us that we're very happy to be presenting. And at halftime today, we're going to give out those five scholarships, which will happen today at the Quicklane Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for people who don't know, this will be at Ford Field today. You know, one would say a minor bowl, but to me, there's no such thing as a minor bowl. Nice matchup between Duke and Northern Illinois.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be, you got two outstanding young freshman quarterbacks on both sides of the ball. You got Duke, who became bowl eligible by really winning the last two games of their season to become eligible at 6-6. Had some tough matchups in the ACC, but then you got Northern Illinois coming out of the MAC with a strong finish at 8-4, and also having one of the very good defense that they're bringing to the table to have some national ranking in terms of different categories. So this is going to be an interesting matchup. We've had some very close bowl games in the past that have gone down to the wire that presented an element of excitement. And then what I look at and I like the most, it's a great way to reward these college kids at the end of their season, and so for some of these kids at the end of their career, with an opportunity to play one more meaningful game.
You know, it's interesting, Herman, and I know David Cutcliffe from when I was down in Alabama, and, you know, a good guy, the right guy for that program. He's a very solid coach and certainly an offensive-minded coach. But you raise an interesting point there, and I was exposed back in the day to the GMAC Bowl, you know, and usually at that point it was the last bowl game played. And people don't understand, and you made the comment, for most of the guys on the field, it's going to be the last game they ever play. And it's so important, the treatment that they get and the banquets, the blazers, the visits to the hospital, the social things that go on for the week leading up. And you know, you've been there too. It when you're getting ready to step off the field and you know that it's going to happen permanently, it's an important thing.
It is, and it's really... it's not like necessarily the swan song, but it's one to where you're able to walk off the field. It's job well done. It's a team celebration, and you mentioned it. They come early. They get the swag gear. They have an opportunity to visit the community that they're in and do some good things and some causes. But at the same time, they get to continue to bond, and anyone who's been in a sports environment, it's a family affair, and you get to invite your family, those that are fortunate enough to make it. And then you get the local fans that come out to support you as well. You're going to get a lot of people from Detroit and from the state of Michigan that are going to be here that are just here because they want to enjoy the bowl game. They're sports fans. And, again, with the causes that we have with the Trading One Uniform for Another program as well as
right.
Celebrating these kids, we're very excited about it, and that's why we do it every year.
Before I let you out the door, social media that we can reach out?
Yeah, if you want, you can check us out at quicklane.com. And get all the updates and get all the information there. And then you can also go over to Twitter and at Quicklane.
Appreciate the couple minutes, Mr. Moore. Thanks for the time.
Thank you very much.
Herman Moore here in the Attack. One of the greats. And you can hear the passion in his voice. You know, I mean, Detroit is still a struggling city. And, you know, the fact that they're involved, they're heavily involved within the community. He's still heavily involved within the community. It matters. And it matters big time to these kids, most of which, like we were talking about, they're getting ready to step off the stage. We're getting ready to step off the stage ourselves, so why don't we step aside at this point, come back, and wrap up this edition of The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Here we go.
wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you missed something from today's show, you can find it now on iHeartRadio Talk. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk. A special news and update station you control. Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk and stay in touch 24/7.